Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about prospecting in the age of the customer. That's right. You've heard me talk about this before. I've been talking to you about the age of the customer and the age of the seller and how the former is replacing the latter and as time goes by more and more. And that in this transition, control of the three primary elements of the business relationship that you have with your customers has shifted. It's the age of the customer is shifting the control of those elements from where it was in the age of the seller. The buying decision, which was always the customer's, and access to information, which used to belong to you as a seller, are now both controlled by the customer. The only thing you as the business, as the seller, has control of anymore, really, is the product. And this shift is creating many disruptions, especially with the way we sell, but perhaps none more than the way we prospect, business-to-business prospecting. I'm talking about doing business-to-business. And where you sell to other businesses, where you go out and knock on the door and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" Well, those days are gone, by the way. But here are four of the facets of this shift, this prospecting shift. Number one, the expectations of buyers that buyers would meet with vendors as a daily course of business. That's gone. Those days are over. Because I mean, there was a time when I was coming up in the marketplace, you could call on people all day long, and they would see you because they thought it was part of their world. They needed to hear what you had to say. They needed to know what was going on. They don't need you to do that anymore because that's number two. After 10,000 years of needing a salesperson to provide information to make a decision, buyers are acquiring most of what they need on their own online. Number three, prospects are now self-qualifying themselves. There was a time when, as the salesperson, you qualified them. You determined if they were a prospect for you, what you sell. Now prospects are self-qualifying themselves and then pre-qualifying you, pre-qualifying prospective vendors that they choose to meet with. And by the time it gets down to them inviting someone to meet with them, it's down to maybe two, perhaps even just one vendor that they're going to meet with. And then number four, this is the fourth facet of this prospecting shift. Prospects are essentially ruling vendors, ruling competitors, in or out, before first contact. That means that you could be ruled out before you even know the prospect exists. This is what's happening out there right now, folks. Prospects like this new empowerment. They love it because it saves them time. It contributes to their decision-making journey. It reduces contact with uncompetitive and irrelevant vendors. And consequently, it's getting in the front door for our first meeting so that you can have that very first meeting with a customer. Once upon a time, that meeting was automatic. I mean, 9 out of 10 times you try to meet with somebody, you could get a meeting. But now it requires addressing what I'm calling the new age of the customer rules of prospecting. Here are six of those rules. Number one, prospects require a higher level of introduction before granting a sales call. They're not just letting anybody in. You've got to have more justification for wanting to talk to them than just the fact that you want to sell something. Number one. Number two, prospect research must be conducted. That higher level of introduction will partly result from you knowing as much as you can about the customer, the business, their industry, and the individual you're going to call on. Prospect research must be conducted. Number three, networking, both in person and online, meaning social media. Networking is essential. And this is one of the ways that you gain that higher level of introduction. Number four, prospect development and nurturing must be practiced with patience and a dialed down sense of urgency. If you're going to develop that higher level of introduction, that's rule number one, you're going to have to learn how to nurture that relationship. You're going to have to meet them. You're going to have to apply patience and say, okay, over the next 3 months, 6 months, year, whatever, I'm going to take the time to get to know this person before I ask them to buy something from me. Because this is what people are more and more requiring. And the sense of urgency that was once a marker of any successful salesperson in the prospecting stages, you're going to have to dial that back a little bit. Number five, with competitiveness now assumed, being relevant is the new differentiator. You can't be one of the last group to be seen by the prospect if you aren't competitive. And the last decision the prospect will make is, are you relevant to them? Number six, contribute first, contract second. What that means is provide them with information, provide them with contact, with content that they can use before you actually meet with them if you can. Send them something you think they might be interested in. I call it contribute first, contract second. Number seven, relevance and values must be demonstrated. Customers want you to demonstrate your relevance to them and the values of your company. They want to see that. Even the best salesperson who will still need every selling skill they ever knew is useless unless you can get in the front door of prospects before the buying decision has been made. Companies that expect to make their sales goals must now put as much, if not more, emphasis and resources on training, equipping, budgeting, measuring, maybe even compensating salespeople for their prospecting disciplines. Remember this, folks. Which age of the customer organization prospecting are you in? Which sales organization are you prospecting in? Age of the customer or age of the seller?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.